Fulfilled is an educational platform that focuses on teaching the principles of fulfillment. My vision and purpose is to teach, educate, inspire, and train people how to live a life of meaning and purpose. Join me on this journey towards fulfillment. Welcome, 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 guys, to another great episode of the Fulfilled Podcast, your personal educational platform to learn and master the skills of fulfillment. So, guys, as I was preparing myself to create and record this episode, I was thinking like a lot, and I came to the conclusion or to the idea that I would like to create a series called The Fulfilled Basics. Ever since we started with this podcast and this channel, I came to the conclusion that I am obsessed with going back to the beginning. I have this passion of just wanting to teach or explain, you know, like the real roots of things. And I just want to go back there and teach the very basics of success in life. I see so many people looking for success and meaning in the wrong places or for the wrong motives that it moves me so much that all I want to do is just teach and educate people on the real meaning and purpose of life. There is so much confusion in the world today, and I believe that people are truly desperate to know the truth about their existing and the meaning of their life. We are literally and prophetically experiencing what Jesus said and saw in Matthew 9:36. I don't know if you guys remember, but this was the day that Jesus saw a multitude of people. And when he saw them like sheep without a shepherd or a people without a leader or someone leading them. And I feel like that experience is prophetically what we are experiencing right now. Like, people are so lost in the meaningless of life that we are literally desperate, seeking for someone who will just take the time to teach and to show us the way. That's why I'm so obsessed with Fulfilled, because I know that this platform is just one more hardware store that God is establishing to help his people like understand their function and their purpose in life. So, with that being said, on today's episode, I just want to go over the basic of purpose. You guys hear me a lot talk about purpose, but do we truly understand what purpose really means? Where does purpose comes from? Why do we have to have a purpose for living? What are the consequences and the benefits of purpose? What are the requirements of purpose? How do we discover our purpose in life? On this episode, I will be answering all these questions. So, let's get right into the topic. The basic of purpose. I honestly just love, 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 love this title. The basic of purpose. All right. Let me concentrate. Let me stay focused. So, the basic of purpose. The very, very basic. Question number one. What is purpose? What is purpose? Now, very simple. And please write this down. Purpose is the reason why something or someone exists. Let me just repeat it again. Purpose is the reason why something or someone exists. The most important word in that definition is the word reason. When you think about your life, please always think about your life in terms of your purpose or the reason of your existence. Why? Two reasons. Reason number one, life without a purpose has literally no meaning. When a person doesn't have a reason for why they live their life will never have a meaning for why they live. If I can just help you understand that, if I can just impart that little piece of information and revelation into your mind and into your heart, then my assignment is complete. Like, all I want to do is just help people understand, like, that little piece of information right there. Without a reason, you will never have a life of meaning, because purpose is what gives meaning to life. And reason number two, the reason why purpose is so important, is because God sees you in terms of your purpose. You have to learn to train your mind to always think about your life in terms of purpose. Why? Because that is how God thinks and sees you. Everything about your life, God orchestrated, God organized, God planned according to the purpose that He gave you. Nothing in God's mind is outside your purpose. Every time that God thinks about you, every time that God is preparing to do something in your life, every blessing that God has in your name, the marriage, the career, the business, even the house that God has prepared for you, everything that has your name on it is according to your life's purpose. Because God measures everything in purpose. Does that make sense? I would like to go over the consequences of purpose, or better yet, the consequences of a lack of purpose. You need to understand that there are some consequences to not knowing your purpose in life. Now, I have written down 5 consequences, and I will advise you or encourage you to please write these consequences down. The consequences of purpose. Number one, you will always experiment with your life. A person that doesn't know their purpose in life will always experiment with life. What does that mean? That means that a person will live based on trial and error. You will live your life, or a person who doesn't know their purpose will live their life based on trying things to see if it works or not. And let me tell you that living life like that doesn't work, because our life wasn't designed for us to experiment with. God already orchestrated, God already wrote down every day of our life according to the purpose that He gave us. A person that doesn't know their purpose and lives on consequence number one will waste time for the fulfillment of your purpose. And let me tell you something. I experienced this firsthand when I was dating my wife, or before we actually started dating. One of the things that I remember that I felt very, very strongly about was about the experience of experimenting with dating. When I decided to date my wife, I remember that my number one non-negotiable that I always prayed to God was that I wasn't going to date a person that I already knew that it was going to be my wife. Why? Because for this same reason, I didn't want to experiment to see if this was going to work or not. I remember before I even dated my wife, I told God and my wife herself, I will never date you if I don't know before I ask you to be my partner that eventually I am going to marry you. Because if I go into a relationship without me knowing since day one that we are going to get married, then it's just experimenting to see if this is from God or to see if this will work. And to me, that made no sense. Still to this day, I don't believe in the conventional dating norm that we have. No, this was serious to me. And this is how you need to treat your own life, because you only have one. Like, you need to get into your mind that if you do not know your purpose in life, you are experimenting with your life. And you will be wasting the time that God gave you for the fulfillment of your purpose. When you are experimenting, you are just trying to prove some theories. And to me, that is a huge, huge no-no. Number two, the consequences of purpose. Number two, you will always abuse your life. Woo! Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. You will always abuse your life. You know that the word abuse is a two-letter word that became one word? The word abuse comes or came from the word abnormal use. Did you know that abuse means abnormal use? That means that when you are abusing something, you are simply using it in a way that is not normal. That is why we call it abuse, because you are using it in a way that is not normal. And let me tell you, a person that lives without a purpose is using his life abnormally. And therefore, you are abusing your own life. You know, that's why when someone has an addiction, or when someone is using a substance that is not normal, we call it what? Drug abuse. Why? Because that drug in the world of medicine has a use that is normal. But if you use it in a way that is not the normal use of using it, you become, or you abuse it, because it is not normal. And the same thing will happen with your life. If you do not understand the purpose of your life, you will abuse your own life. Number three, you will always malfunction. Yo, this gets, I don't know about you guys, but this keeps getting better and better, I tell you. Number three, a person who doesn't know their purpose will always malfunction in life. I think this one is a pretty straightforward. What does it mean to malfunction? It means that you are not functioning right. A person that is not working in your life purpose is not functioning properly, because you are not functioning in the role that you were created to be and to do. It's like trying to make a car and turn it into a boat. Or let me just rephrase that. It's trying to use a car as if it was a boat. What are you doing? You are malfunctioning. Because the car was not created to transport you on water. It was created to transport you by road. So when you don't know your life's purpose, you will eventually malfunction. And you will try to use your life for something that it wasn't created for. Number four. Guys, this is a huge one here. The number four consequence of not knowing your purpose, or a person that doesn't know their purpose, will always live life for their needs. A person that lacks purpose will always live at the mercy of needs. Any person that doesn't have a reason for which they live their life will always live their life for their basic necessity. And to be honest, that is the dilemma that we see in our society today. We have been trained, because we don't live on purpose, to live for our basic necessity. And our basic necessity comes in one single word: bills. We have been trained and programmed not to live life for a purpose, but to live life for the payment of bills. And a person who doesn't find their purpose and make the decision, because at the end of the day, you have to make a conscious and an aware decision to live your life only by the fulfillment of your purpose. If you don't do that, you will always live at the mercy of bills. That's a tough one. And let me tell you that that is like 95% of the world population today. That is billions of people's lives today. And my goal is just to help change that statistic. And number five, guys. Number five. The consequence number five of not living a life of purpose is that you will always live an unfulfilled life. You guys have heard me say this many, many, many times, and I will repeat it over and over and over and over again. And it's my favorite quote, and it's the quote from Dr. Miles Monroe, that he said that the greatest tragedy in life is not death, but life without a purpose. When you don't know your life's purpose, you will live an unfulfilled life. You will not experience spiritual and emotional meaning and satisfaction. And you will always live your life like something is missing. You won't feel complete. You won't feel whole. You might have the best marriage in your life. You might have the best relationship in your life with your parents, your siblings, your co-workers. And let me tell you that at the end of the day, you will always feel like this emptiness inside. And that emptiness comes from a lack of fulfillment and purpose. That is the greatest tragedy in life. To live a full life without ever experiencing fulfillment.